This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Here we are. This is the lunchtime socially bit, then, where we've got a whole hour of speech. At the moment, I don't have a co-host. She's on the pool. I think there was a gentleman that you were talking to over there.
We do
have a lady over there that's hard of it, can't hear us. So just put on the headphones and you should be able to hear us. It's a very noisy hall.
It is very noisy.
It's a bit like a party here.
That's
at,
why I didn't know whether
Riverside Centre.
You found your glasses then, Ian, have you?
I have found my glasses.
Oh, we're all right then.
Here we are then. We're at the Riverside Centre. It's the we're celebrating the Age Festival, and it's the first one of its kind. I thought it was the second one, but it's the first one. It's definitely going to be not the last, because it's
be.
A really successful
think.
Event.
Yeah.
Now we have a lady over there. Just introduce yourselves to our listener.
Hi, it's Lynn Blackledge.
I thought it was. And this is Dame Shirley.
Hello, Dame Shirley.
I know Lynn.
And you're here today because you've got so many different hats that you wear, haven't you?
Yeah, I can be either side of the counter, actually, because, of course, I am in that age bracket, over 50. In fact, I'm over 60. And I'm actually here representing networking. Networking.
Okay, so you pointed out that you've got to be over 50 to join the club, and I've joined the club. I know that's hard to believe, but I've joined the club.
You're supposed to say, "Oh, Lynn, you don't look."
Oh no, you don't look a day over.
Thank you. I must admit,
I did notice on Facebook actually. I saw your posts.
It's a nice club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's so warm, so friendly.
Yeah.
And so networking you've been doing it for years. So.
I think I've been networking all my life, but I've run a network group as such. For 7 years.
What have you got from it?
Loads of friendship, loads of connections, all sorts of things. Yeah.
Is the friendship more important than business?
Well, yes and no. I mean, networking is a bit of a scary word, and so I like to make it less scary. People think, "Oh my goodness, what is this thing?" Some people see it as going in a room and being frightened of a whole load of people they don't know. Basically, networking, and the way I do it, is very, very relaxed and friendly. It's actually making friendships and sitting and having coffee. The way I do it is sitting and having coffee and cake with friends.
Yeah. Do you know what's lovely about this is I remember you in our early days when we were broadcasting from the Key Arts in our little studio, and you came in and you had a script there for a commercial and you couldn't do it because you didn't have the confidence to do it.
I remember that.
Things have changed dramatically, haven't they?
Well, actually, yes, and people these days, I mean, at school I was very shy and mousy, and people find that very hard to believe these days.
Don't you think though, Lynn, as you get older you get more confident?
Yes, and actually, you know, I'm 67 now, and who cares what other people think?
Just
if
what
I make
say.
If I make a mistake, that's, and they worry about it, that's their problem, not mine.
That's just what I say to Ian, don't I, Ian?
Yeah, you do, don't you, Shirley? And you make many mistakes, and we just cover
care.
Them up and say, that's all right.
They don't even need covering up sometimes.
So what changed then? In 7 years, what changed? Because you are a totally different person now.
Well, it's actually, first of all, not hanging around with negative people.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing.
Yes.
Shed them.
Yep.
You know, if you've got people, they will suck all your energy. And I've had some.
I wondered what you were going to say then.
It's a family show.
Ian, behave yourself. Can't take him anywhere, can we?
He just keeps turning up.
I am here.
Yeah. Yeah, but we can talk amongst ourselves.
Of course we can, Lynn. How are you getting on then, Lynn?
All right. Fine.
Oh, I'm so pleased about that.
So things have changed dramatically in the last
Absolutely,
7 years.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. So I put my positive pants on every day, right?
There we are.
You know, positivity pants. That's it. And I recommend everybody to put their positive pants on every day.
I've got mine on every day.
Absolutely. And it's something that I do encourage a lot of people, because, of course, now I do a lot of live streaming on Facebook, and I have quite an audience. I broadcast most days to them.
Right.
And sometimes it might be somebody there who's feeling a bit low.
Yeah.
And even if there's only one person watching the broadcast, it doesn't matter. If I can inspire them to you know, not worry about what other people think, or to, you know that they're good enough.
That's good.
But you see, I've watched loads and loads of positive stuff. It's out there. It's on YouTube. It's all free.
Yeah.
Podcasts, videos, all sorts. It's there. Positive stuff is there if you want it.
If you've got a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, you know, not everybody has, have they?
No, you can. Oh, yes.
I'm not getting a word in edgewise.
No.
I'm not getting a word in edgewise.
Does it matter?
Ian, you can go and get your dinner now.
Yeah, I think I will. So you've embraced the changes of technology.
Absolutely.
How switched on were you, you know, you're obviously self-taught, or were you switched on?
Self-taught. In 2010, when I set my network group up, I was just coming out of a long, dark tunnel. I just won an award for actually turning things around in my life, because life had been, you know, it's been a roller coaster all the way.
Yeah.
And it's never going to change now, so I just hang on for the ride, and I know that. Mm. In 2010, I was I actually had to move back in with my parents. Life had taken a real downturn, and so I actually moved back in with them. I became a carer for my dad, but it was because I was situation changed that I actually couldn't afford my rent, and my parents were my landlord and landlady. Yeah, so I said, "Well, why don't I come and look after dad?" So I did that. Do you know, I am so grateful for that, the way life turned, because I had the last 18 months of my dad's life, and I had no idea that would happen.
Yeah.
You know, but from bad, you can always, every cloud has a silver lining.
Yeah, it does.
So I did that. But in those days then, after I'd done the caring in the day, I used to sit upstairs in my room, and I had a computer, I had electricity, and I had, food in my tummy. And I just plugged in and found this thing called Facebook.
Yes.
You know, and suddenly, what an amazing thing. It shrunk the world. Yes, I can remember somebody in Australia being so nice to me, you know, and then other people. So really, a lot of being self-taught. Of course, I do have two sons who are very, very technically minded.
They come in handy, don't they?
They do, but actually...
They're neighbours.
But actually, you know, I mean, I do get a lot... I work very closely with my boys, the youngest one particularly, but a lot of it... Sometimes he'll say, "Mum, if I wasn't here, what would you do?" What would I do? I'd go to my best friend, Google.
Yes.
There you are. And there we are. The answers are all
there.
Right.
Absolutely. What advice can you give the people then? Because you've been there at one end and come out the other, and it's all positive. So what advice can you give people?
Come and join our network group. It's free. Come and have some positivity. You don't have to run a business. And as I say, networking is basically sitting and having chats and getting to know people and being friendly. Mm-hmm. Don't need a business. You know, we help businesses, we help charities, but we help people who just maybe want to meet people, you know?
Yes. And well, good for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you say lots of people will be looking at you and thinking, do you know what? If Lynn can do it, so can I.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's positive. Put your positive pants on.
That's it, yes, absolutely. The sparklier, the better. They've got to be sparkly. Sorry.
No, you're not going to show Ian.
No.
Ian, you can't see them.
No. Something. You just have to keep a little bit, you know.
There was a dozen people that looked round then. They were expecting.
I will.
Hey, Lynn, thanks for joining us.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
If you could, when you disappear in a minute, could you, that lady behind you, she's got long blonde hair there. We want to talk to her next, if that's all right.
I will go and tell her,
We're playing a game of tag.
All right, yes.
Don't forget to take your headphones off first. Because if you walk off with them, you'll
be strangled.
It'll be like, you know, you'll pull everything off the... Yeah, you will.
Oof, yeah.
Listen, why fit in when you're born to stand out? That's one of my favourite phrases. But I won't pull it all off here. I'll take my headphones off. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for sharing your positive pants with us. or not, as the case may be. Thank you, Lynn. Now, if you can't call us today, because obviously we're in a location where we don't have a telephone. You can call me on the mobile, that's fine, but you just won't be able to put you on air. But if you feel free. If you want to message us Facebook-wise, you can. Follow us on Facebook. We're looking for the next contestant now, Dame Shirley.
We
said earlier on about how lovely it is for you, Dame Shirley. There you were, 65, and not done a radio show. Here you are, 7 years later. You're on the air every week.
Yeah, I am.
We better behave on our best behaviour. There's a posh lady that's just sat down in front of us.
Oh, no.
If you want to put on
Gray.
That's Gray.
Gray,
I'm colourblind, so you know. Just pull yourself up a little bit closer to the microphone. Close. You need to be about 4 inches away. And who are you, madam?
My name is Lisa Joyce, and I work with Citizens Advice, and I work for a project which is very happily funded by HMRC to give tax advice to the Isle of Wight.
Fantastic. And so I would imagine there's a lot of people out there that need that advice.
Yes, HMRC are committed to digital inclusion. So our project is to bridge the gap with the voluntary sector and vulnerable clients, disabled clients, to help people to digitalise. So our project started in May 2016. And in our first year, we saw over 4,000 clients on the Isle of Wight. So we give help with tax credits, self-assessment, pay-as-you-earn, any kind of tax advice we give.
Now, there'll be people out there that'll be listening to this live. This is also being podcast and advice put online as well. So they'll be listening to, you know, after today, after this week. What advice can you give those people? How do they get hold of you?
We are at the Isle Help Hub opposite County Hall. We're open from Monday to Friday from 9:30 till 3:30. We have a whole range of outreach venues that we go to see clients in. We do home visits. We can be contacted by email, by telephone. We have a dedicated telephone line where you can ring us at the Citizens Advice. The number is 01983 823 898, extension 2836. The phone will be answered by a person who will make an appointment for you if you'd like to sit down with one of us and talk privately, or we can give you advice there and then over the phone about your tax situation.
That's brilliant. I've got one more question for you. What's the main problem that people have? What's the thing that's more common than anything else that you have to deal with?
On the Isle of Wight at the moment, we have a lot of queries around working tax credit and child tax credit. So it's a difficult system to navigate. So we're very happy to advise people, make sure their awards are up to date, make sure they give the right changes to HMRC on time. And actually, we're very busy setting up personal tax accounts for people. So HMRC are encouraging everyone to set up a personal tax account where you can view your pay-as-you-earn records, your national insurance. You can see whether you've paid enough national insurance for your state pension. And self-assessment, those are our three main areas at the moment. We help people complete their self-assessment returns online and guide them through that HMRC system.
So one of your colleagues was just behind you having a bit of a grin because she missed the interview.
She knows how much I enjoy video interviews, yes.
Oh, you're doing well.
It's probably be surprising, but I don't enjoy the sound of my own voice as much as you would think.
You're doing very well. You're doing, she's having a right good grin over there. She really is. I've got just a couple more questions. Should these things be made, you know, simpler? I was talking to someone from BT yesterday and I was querying our bill.
Yes.
And even he said to me, well, you know, it is a bit complicated. And I'm fairly switched on. I'm not an idiot, but I'd say it should these things be made more simple so we do understand.
That's why we're here. I think most people see tax credit, self-assessment, and they're not happy at the idea. But self-assessment is designed for people with no accounting background. It is a very user-friendly system. Personal tax accounts are the same, and we're here to guide you through that system. We're very happy to do that. Up to now, I looked at our figures yesterday, and we've seen over 6,000 clients, so we're very happy to guide you through that system. It's not as frightening as you think. It's very nice for people to be able to talk to someone face to face rather than hang on to an HMRC telephone line where they may be waiting for a really long time. Our phone calls are answered within the first 2 minutes because we have people on the phone to talk to you straight away. So we're very happy to dispel those myths. It's not difficult, and we are here to help you. So please give us a ring.
That's brilliant, and it's a local number.
It is a local rate number, yep. And you can also email us at taxteam@iwcab.org.uk.
That's correct. And we're getting the fingers up over there, the thumbs up. It's that's right. And the telephone number again?
Is 01983 823 898 extension 2836. And you'll come straight through to a person who'll be able to help you.
But will they be there now? Because you're
absolutely
here.
Absolutely, they will.
They've got a team of people.
Right now. Yes.
Brilliant.
Lovely
okay.
little team.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, it wasn't
just
that.
For the Isle of Wight. Yes.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it was painless. Thank you
painless.
Very much.
Okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
And you as well. If you pass those headphones to that lovely lady there, that would be great. And we get the next contestant on, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And good luck. Now, we're talking to an array of people here. We're here till 1 o'clock today. James Fox and Judith Fox are here at 1 o'clock today. James is into ballet, and this is something that's going to be added to the list of things that they're going to be doing next year. More on that later.
Yeah.
There's another young lady, young assistant there.
Ian, why is it all ladies that we're interviewing?
Well, I don't know, but please, madam,
I've got an answer for that.
Introduce yourself.
My name's Sue. I've just started a business with a business partner. Basically, it's called Jigsaw Training and Development Services. We do commercial training, but the thing that we're just launching now that we're very enthusiastic about is a community project, and it's our aim to train in the community, train families. We've just started a program with training parents in schools, basically so they learn basic life support skills, CPR, what to do if somebody falls over, what to do if somebody has a seizure, somebody's choking. And basically it's a very affordable courses. We're also launching family courses, which means that parents can come along with two children. Parents pay, children come free. It's only £10 per person. So that something happens in the home, the children know how to react if one of their parents has a fall, one of their parents is taken ill, vice versa. So we do a lot of paediatric and adult first aid combined. So that's really what we've just got that off the ground. We're doing it with parents in schools at the moment.
Right.
But yeah, we're open. We're looking for venues.
Yeah.
Keen to spread it across the island. Most of our courses at the moment are at the YMCA in Shanklin. Mm-hmm. We've got quite close ties with them on a community basis. So most of them are there, but we are keen to roll it out. So if anybody's got any venues or anything that we can roll it out to, community centres, church halls, whatever, obviously we'd like to make it island wide.
Sounds very worthwhile. When you mention CPR and what do you do when somebody falls over, I haven't got a clue.
No, a lot of people haven't.
No.
You know, and it's not frightening. We also cover things like use of defibrillators, which is quite vital now as well.
They're all over the place, aren't they?
Absolutely,
now?
Yeah.
We've got one here actually at the centre, haven't we?
But would you know what to do?
Well, it is written inside, isn't it? If you're not sure, it's written inside how to do it.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're in that panic mode, are you going to... I mean, men don't read instructions, do they? For goodness sake.
You'll be all right, Ian. I know how to do it.
it's just getting that... If you use one, and we obviously have training ones, if you use it, you're fine. But it's actually... If you do something... You tend to remember it, don't you, rather than just going and reading an instruction book.
Yeah.
Will you come in and do like an hour-long session at the studio and talk us through a few things? Because obviously we look at it and think there are certain things that we should know. And if even if you pass on a little bit of knowledge, and I know sometimes that's dangerous, but if you've just got the basics, because honestly, I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I know if somebody's choking, you just pull their tongue out, don't you? Make sure they don't choke.
Oh, Ian, it's not that easy.
Perhaps I'd better come in, eh?
Exactly. Now, another question. How scary was it setting up a business?
It was made a lot easier. My business partner, Carol, and I went along to the over 50s startup course, and that was invaluable. Okay, we knew what we wanted to do. We had a kind of business plan. We knew where we wanted to go. But it's just giving you that little bit of confidence and who to go to, who to talk to. We've got a mentor for 3 years, Fiona. She's brilliant. Linda does it as well. She's brilliant. We get together once a month with other people that have been on the course, it helps you with your confidence.
Were there psychological issues that you had to overcome, like, oh, should I, shan't I, or I don't have the confidence?
A few, yes. But going to this, it just, I know these guys from HMRC, the lady you were just talking to before, they were there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you wonder how do I set up, how do I go self-employed, how do I set up for self-assessment, that sort of stuff. How do I open a bank account? Do I have to pay for this, that and the other? What can I get free? You know, and advice is probably the best thing that we get free, to be honest. So we meet with our mentor once a month and just talk through how things are going.
So that fear that you may have had at the beginning was made easier by talking
to a few
people.
Absolutely, feel totally supported.
How brilliant is that?
It was brilliant. And it's free, you know, the day's free. So I would urge anybody that's, you know, over 50 and thinking of taking the plunge, go along. I mean, you've got nothing to lose, really. It's a free day.
Yeah.
Don't look over 50, does she, Dame Shirley?
No. No. I should say 39, don't you?
Oh, you're, so nice.
I was going to say 37.
Oh, you're even nicer.
Hey, look, we'll have to... don't disappear, because obviously we're gonna get you in and come in and show us some CPR and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might help save a life. And
that's that's
you know, all joking aside, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
At the end of the day, let's keep people safe. Yeah,
that's brilliant. Thanks very much for joining us this lunchtime.
Yeah, nice to talk to you.
And hopefully, if you go and poke that lady over there, I think she's next. We'll tap her on the shoulder. But maybe not poke her, but... I think it's this one here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. So, lovely to talk to you, Beth.
And you. Thank you for being there. Before you go, is there a website we can check out?
I haven't got a website, no. We've got a Facebook page.
Okay, here's those details.
I can sort those out. I haven't got it now. How do you get? I just
it's on
open Facebook.
Find it. It's all right. It's
if you Google Jigsaw Training Development Services, it's about the fourth thing down is our Facebook page.
Okay,
so
well,
please have a look.
One day it'll be at the top.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Vectis Radio, and Shirley's now just gone off to, I think she's going to get the next contestant. We're calling them contestants anyway. And we should be chatting, and they should be promoting their business and so on. And Dame Shirley, just take a seat there. You need to take a seat. I know you're roaming around trying to attract people. Lady's still wanting to talk to me.
I'm here now.
I'll come and see you after we finish the show. All right. Now that sounds wrong and so many levels, isn't it?
It does. We've got another lady. Why can't we interview a man in a minute?
Look, it's got to be said. You're not over 50 like me.
No,
don't tell me
I'm
you
not.
Are.
Not quite.
Who are you? Then introduce yourself.
I'm Louise from Learning Links.
Nice to meet you, Louise. And what does Learning Links do?
So Learning Links, we're based on the Isle of Wight and in Portsmouth. We're a charity organisation that runs lots of different projects. But basically, we help and support people living in deprivation, at risk of homelessness, they've got employment needs, need employment support, those with mental health barriers. And we also work with families, offering a course called NVR, which is non-violent resistance, which supports families going through child to parent violence.
There's a lot of stuff there you're
so
covering.
A lot of projects.
And you must have, I mean, you've got quite a tricky but an emotional job, I would have thought, because you see a lot of things, and yet you've got a lovely smile on your face.
We have, we're all very positive.
Yeah.
My colleagues are great.
How big are the issues on the island compared to other places? Do we have a lot of problems?
I think it's the same everywhere, isn't it, really? So the projects we run on the island at the moment, one of our big ones is obviously the lottery-funded Ageing Better Employment Support Programme.
It's
part of Age Friendly, so that's my project. And we look to support people over the age of 50 with employment.
I'm employed at the moment. We sometimes take these things for granted.
If you're not open to it every day, you don't generally know what's going on.
Exactly. Yes. And the other thing is, it's quite scary. If you're actually one of those people that you're talking about there, it's even scarier. I mean, we go around half the time with our eyes closed.
This is it.
Every now and again, we do an event, we talk to people, and we talk about statistics.
And it's about just reaching out to those people and letting them know that we're here.
Yes.
We are here. There is help for you. We offer sort of a range of supports. We do one-to-one. For those lacking in confidence, not quite ready for group work, but we also do a variation of workshops as well. We do IT support.
Oh, that's good.
What's the biggest issue you face?
Well, since starting the project, I'd say over 50s looking for work, it's the barrier with IT.
Yes.
Because so much is done these days online.
I always say that, you know, the older generation, they haven't got computers.
No,
which
that's it.
You
don't
have access. To do so much.
There's the fear factor surrounding that.
I mean, I've got a husband like that. I have nothing to do with
technophobe.
The computer. Yes.
honest, I mean, he's not in that category of needing help support, is he? I mean, he chooses that he doesn't want to be a tech...
Yeah, but he knows that I could do it, you see, that's why.
Yeah.
But if I wasn't there, what would he do, Ian?
Well, yeah,
that, that's to you, you know. You could become lonely and isolated. Yeah. And
he'll never be lonely. He lives next door to two lovely people.
Oh.
We'll keep an eye out on him. But no, it's a very valid point. You know, things change and they can change in an instant.
That is it.
And all of a sudden, all that help and support that you've got that someone else is doing has gone. And I guess that's where you come in.
Yeah.
How do people get in touch with you?
So generally we promote all of our projects across the island. We do get referrals from the job centre. It's great that they know what's going on as well. But generally we do a lot of advertising, so you'll probably see leaflets and posters, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, all they've got to do, if anybody's interested in any of our projects, just to pick up the phone, give us a call, and then we can arrange for them to come in and have just like an informal chat, a cup of tea.
Sorry, you mentioned cup of tea there. And a guy looked around
and
thought he was getting a cup of tea. So, how do they get in touch? What's the number?
So, the number is 01983 527 529. It's myself, Louise, or Pat. Any of my colleagues will obviously take the call, and then we can give you a call back, invite you in. Like I said, for an informal chat, find out what your needs are, and then even if we can't support you, we can certainly point you in the right direction of someone that can.
Brilliant. Okay.
It's good. Yeah.
Really nice to talk to you.
And too.
I think when you meet people like yourself, because it's probably that one of those jobs where you've got to have a nice understanding side, and you seem to have that. Otherwise it's a case of, if you're one of those people, I mean, you know, we fail to see sometimes just how difficult things are.
Yeah.
And if you've got like a grump the other end that's telling you this is what you've got to do and so on, it's going to put you off.
Easy.
It's going to put you off.
No,
so
definitely.
You seem very approachable, and obviously I reckon you're probably very, very good and efficient at your job. And if
I'd
you're
like
doing,
to think we all are,
absolutely.
We need to be in this industry. Yeah.
Pleasure
definitely.
To talk to you.
You too.
And thank you very much. You now need to remove those headphones.
Okay.
I'm just a bit worried that people will walk off with them and take everything that's on the desk.
Do you want me to find a man?
Well, let's find a man.
There's
shall
a man
we?
There.
There's a gentleman there. He's got his back to us.
I'll go get him in.
Go. I'll feel. It's okay. That's the gentleman. Yeah, I think we should do that. That won't be a problem. It's going by that clock up there. It's 25, almost 25 to 1. James and Judith are here at 1 o'clock. This is our lunchtime social debate. We have a gentleman that's just taken the chair. There's a lovely lady that's going to join the queue.
Okay,
yeah, you're going to go next. First gentleman on the show.
Has we got a gentleman at last?
It's all been ladies so far. Excuse me, just introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Simon. I'm taking care of the new directory of services called I'll Find It.
Just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. It won't bite you, I promise, all right? It hasn't bitten anybody yet.
No, that's fine.
So just tell us what you do.
I am working on one of the many age-friendly island projects, and the projects that I'm working on, I'll Find It, is a community and business directory which basically collects everything together under one place, easy to find. You've got all the different organisations and businesses on the island, support groups. You've also got all the local events that are taking place there locally as well.
So you've got quite a big job there.
Yes.
And you seem a warm and friendly chap, and I know you've had a lot of ladies around you this morning finding out details and so on. How do, if people need your advice and support, how do they get hold of you?
They can get hold of me. All my information and details are on the website. They can email me or phone me. I'm actually work in an office at Citizens Advice. They can contact me there. They can actually post any comments on the website and I will get back to them.
That's very scary. Letting people post things on websites.
A lot of people have wanted to become part of a group or support group or whatever it might be, and I've been able to direct them to that group through them posting comments on the website.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been in the post for over a year now, about 15 months.
And what do you think of your job?
I enjoy it. It's good.
Good for you.
It's good.
Rewarding?
It is rewarding, especially when you see that you've helped people find a group, be part of the community, because that's the purpose it was set up initially, was to help prevent social isolation on the Isle of Wight, so people can feel part of things, perhaps become part of a club, a group, so forth, things like that, or find a particular group that helps them with a specific medical condition. So when you hear stories back that they've gone on there, found something that's helped them, yes, that's rewarding.
And personal isolation, that is, I mean, I look at things and I think people, it changes, and it can change just like that. You can have a family around you, and yeah. then something happens, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, you could be lonely. Which leads to other things, and so on and so forth. So, and that's where you can come in and help.
Definitely, definitely.
Is it? I mean, it must be hard to sort of switch off when you know that, and you meet people and you talk to people that are really struggling. They're down on their luck, and they really are in a place that you think, oh, crikey, I'd never like to be there. Mm. How difficult is it to switch off and not think about them when you're at home?
Well, obviously, you are concerned about them. You want to help as much as you can. I with my project, don't have a direct face-to-face with them,
right,
or one-to-one, but I have that communication through the website. So if somebody wants to be part of a group, or somebody feels isolated and I can help, I will get onto the case immediately and make sure that's passed on and referred to the relevant people, so they can then step in and help them.
Okay, and you know, what are the biggest issues you face? I mean, we're asking that because obviously we should, you know, we point out the positives. This is a positive event, but obviously we know that there are people out there that are isolated. We know that they are lonely, and in some cases, maybe even ill, and so on and so forth. So, what's the main issues that you face on a, you know, you personally on a daily basis? Do you want more money to fund things? Is what I'm saying. Do we need more things in place? Do we?
That always helps. Yeah. Definitely.
Is there enough being done?
Definitely. I think the Age Friendly Island project worked very well. We all harmonise. We all work together and support each other. There's a lot of networking that takes place.
Yeah, sure.
Which is very rewarding, because if I can't help, I know someone who can.
Yeah.
And obviously that would then post that on to them, or pass that on to them.
So you're filling me with confidence now. I do, you know, it's a case of, if I can't help, someone else will be able to. And that's what you want to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all being set up nicely for when I get to, you know, a certain age. I think it's great. And I think it's brilliant that this event is going, obviously it's going to go from strength to strength. There'll be more people involved. I just think it's a lovely thing, I really do. We're putting the foundations down. I'm pretty sure there's foundations down already, but this is, you know, more and more people, more and more groups of people getting involved with different ways of how to help. Hey, look, thank you for joining us.
That's okay.
Just give us those details again, the web page and a phone number.
Yeah, the web page is www.illfindit.org.uk. And if you do a search, it'll be the first that will come up. And that's, yeah, not nowhere to look. Remember, I'll find it. That's the place to go. The one-stop shop for information and advice, and it can help you find what you're looking for.
The one-stop shop, I'll remember.
Shop.
Thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime. It's almost 20 to 1. Well, it's 20, just gone 25 to 1. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with part two.
This is Vectus Radio.
Sky Academy helps young people unlock their potential through TV, creativity and sport.
Turning my dream into a reality.
Kickstarting my career.
And helping me build confidence.
Through fantastic mentors and great opportunities.
We're discovering possibilities we never knew existed.
We believe in potential. Search Sky Academy to see how it can help a young person you know.
West White Audio, the island's technical troubleshooters. Having problems with your phone? Or are your electrics on the blink? Maybe you need your appliances or your building wiring tested, or just a light fitted. We've got it covered. For friendly, reliable service, call Kelvin on 754666 or click westwhiteaudio.co.uk. All island coverage.
Immerse yourself in the nostalgia of how railways used to be at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Our genuine island locomotives and carriages date back to Victorian times and are immaculately restored to pristine condition. The one-hour train ride takes you through unspoiled countryside and woodland. So come and enjoy a journey with a difference at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. For further details, visit iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
Age-Friendly Island's second annual Celebrating Age Festival is coming on the 1st till the 7th of October. Promoting the richness and diversity of the island's communities, there'll be events to interest everyone, whether it's familiar activities or something new. Activities include coffee mornings, singing groups, chair yoga, knit and natter, and many more. Some events will cost a small fee, others are completely free. For more information, visit agefriendlyisland.org or call 525282.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
Hey, welcome back. We have we have someone else that we've got to talk to at this wonderful event here, the Riverside Centre, the Age Friendly Festival 2017, the first of its kind. Now, you only look about 25, so
yeah, that's right. Actually,
are you lost?
What, you are 25? I am 25. Yeah,
hey, that's a good guess.
That
isn't
was
it?
A good guess.
Our eyes and ears sort of pricked up when you said you were from the Wheat Sheaf, and we thought, hello, refreshments.
We were just going to have a drink then, didn't
so
we?
So what is you're Becca?
Yes, I'm Becca from the Wheat Sheaf Trust. Not the pub. No, unfortunately.
Tell us about the Wheat Sheaf Trust.
Well, I work for a project that's called My Horizons. It's actually a new project that's been rolled out in the PO30 area of Newport. Nice. Essentially, what we're doing is working with people between the ages of 18 to retirement age, which is around 65, just sort of helping them out, really, with everything from confidence...
Didn't you get the memo? No one retires at 65 now, they're not allowed to.
I know, it's something like 67, isn't it?
Yeah.
And older if you're a chap as well.
I know,
things are changing.
Scandalous.
So just tell us, you know, the problems that you have and the people that you deal with on a daily basis.
Generally, we come across people from varying different backgrounds, from having anxiety, depression, to having no confidence, to being able to get them out. Socialised. We do deal with a lot of people who are isolated, feel like they can't leave their house. Or we can just deal with people that want to get back into work. So it can vary, really.
I would imagine that, you know, I've been unemployed before, but I would imagine it's a hell of a lot more difficult trying to get work when you get over 50, I guess.
This is it. I mean, I feel like some people would feel at an age, especially 50 plus, that once they if they lose a job or they don't work, that that's it, their time's up. But it's not the case. It's perhaps a little bit more difficult for them, but it's not impossible, and it's something we want to help people with. So,
what kind of? I guess, you know, I've always been a great believer in you can do anything if you set your mind to it. If you're it doesn't matter whether you're a certain age, whether you're 25 or whether you're 75, you still could do virtually most jobs.
Well, this is it. I mean, the world is your oyster at the end of the day. I mean, people are capable of everything and anything. I mean, I know I saw a statistic the other day about people over the age of 65 feeling quite useless and that they don't have any sort of relevance in the world, when actually they have a great deal of skill to give still at their age. So,
well, we were saying last week, because we did a lunchtime social debate with the people that were organising this event, and we were saying that there's one or two people that have left the council in the last sort of 6 months, and their skills have been at the council for the last 30 odd years, and you know they're only about sort of 65 and retiring, and with that retirement the skills go too. We mentioned the fact that the last X amount of elections have been organised and dealt with by a certain gentleman, I think his name's Chris Matthews, who retired. He was supposed to retire before the last election, but they called a surprise one, mm-hmm. So they kept him on for 3 months. And you think, well, you've kept him on for 3 months, and you've done that for a reason. And okay, if there was another election in 6 months' time or 12 months' time, they then have to bring in somebody with those skills. Those skills have gone. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a case of we have to look at the way we do things, and we've got to, you know, maybe change the wheel a little bit and make sure that people are kept on, but more importantly, those skills are kept in the workplace.
And it's about passing them skills on as well, I think.
Sure.
Essentially, it's about making sure that people who have those sets of skills are passed on to people that are younger and that want to progress through the employment ladder and become what these people are leaving behind, rather than, like you say, just sort of leaving these people in the lurch and having nothing or nothing to go on because this person's done it for 30 years and, oh no, it's gone now.
Well, you heard earlier on that there was a young lady, she was in her 50s, she's still a young lady to me, and she went off and started up her own business, which is brilliant. What sort of, what's the majority of things that people are doing when they come to you and they think, right, okay, change, they get, all of a sudden get jobs, what's the things that they go and do, that they can do?
I mean, it depends really. I think, you know, it depends what you're willing to do. I mean, if you're of a certain age where, you know, you're okay financially, but you feel like you're stuck in the house, you're isolated, you're on your own. I think I read 86% of people over the age of 60 actually volunteer in the UK. I know my nan works in a charity shop 3 days a week and she's 72. I mean, there are things people can do. I mean, this event, for instance, is a perfect example of the things that are out there. It's knowing they're out there and knowing how to access them.
And it's
very much a signposting exercise in terms of making sure you know who you're going to, where you're going to, where these things are held, what's on for people, and that's the sort of thing, again, we can help with, you know.
Internet's a wonderful thing and it's helped so much, but there's obviously a lot of people out there that don't have internet, not interested in the internet, don't know how it works, so how do you reach them?
Generally, when we come across people that, you know, aren't essentially computer literate because they just haven't ever sort of come across it, is we try and work with them. We try and, you know, take our time and show them. We go up the Isabel Centre on Pan Estate, which has we have access to computers up there. We can show them, help them set up email addresses, help them job search if that's what they want, or look for volunteering opportunities. Some people you'd find even have computers, just they don't know how to use them, which again is a skill that we can teach them, or signpost them in the direction of a class or people that know how to teach them those certain skills that we might not necessarily know ourselves. So
it's so many people that are, I mean, Dame Shirley is quite, she's like one of those people that wants to embrace changes.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a teenage granny.
Yeah.
and she does, she wants to embrace, you know, she's got her iPhone, she's got the internet, she's got computers, she's on Facebook, she knows her way around.
Yeah.
I would imagine there's an awful lot that she doesn't know, but she's given it a right good go.
Yeah, and I think that's excellent, especially, I hate to say it, but you will find people that don't necessarily want to embrace that, they just want to do what they want to do.
How do you overcome that then?
Yeah. I think it's down... probably down to the person themselves and you know, introducing things slowly, introducing things that, you know, they are going to not struggle with. It's all about working with the person and what they want. If they don't want to do it, we're not going to force them. It's at the end of the day, it's, you know, you can still get accounting press, you can still find jobs in the back of that, you can, there are other ways around it. You don't have to be at a computer screen.
No, so. Sure, and that's something we should point out as well, because yeah. There are a lot of people out there that they don't want the internet, and they don't want it, so they much prefer that old-fashioned way of communicating.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get, and I respect too. So we've got to think of them as well. I think what you do age 25 is fantastic. I really do. I mean, it's a credit to you, because it's very easy just to sort of get on with your life and not worry too much about other people, and be like me, totally selfish, and worry about it when you get a little bit older and think, right, who's doing this for me?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to know that people like you are out there putting things in place for when we get to a certain age where we need that assistance, that help.
Definitely. I mean, there's two of me. There's a young male one who's 29, I think, and he does the same thing as me. And it's just, you know, we've had our life experiences. Admittedly, we're only like young and we haven't been through everything and anything, but we can give back, and like we've had the help that we've received, and that's what we want to do.
Massive respect to you.
Thank you very much.
Good for you. Just give us some details again. How do we get hold of you?
We are based in the Riverside Centre.
Really?
Our details are on that leaflet.
We've never seen you here. We've been here for 4 years.
Funnily enough, we are right above you in the office.
Oh, it's you that's making
all
the noise.
It's us that stamp and shout. So, our information is on the bottom of that leaflet that I don't actually have in front of me, so I can't read it out.
Hey, don't Shelley, good job you're here.
Oh, yeah. It is a good
She's
job.
She's forgotten.
Terrible. Shall I read your email address out for you?
Yeah, that's...
It's lee@wheatsheaftrust.org. Or info@wheatsheaftrust.org. That's not the pub.
No, that's definitely not the pub.
Definitely not the pub, no. Okay, look, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Real pleasure meeting you.
Brilliant.
And we've got another young lady. We're just going to swap headphones.
We have.
James is here very soon.
He is,
and,
like
see
James.
They are broadcasting from 1 o'clock, and you're probably going to hear the ballet story in full. And they are doing ballet here next year. So...
James is going to be dancing ballet.
James loves ballet.
He doesn't dance it though,
no,
does he?
No, James does ballet.
He doesn't.
He has done ballet,
wow.
Yes. So, just introduce yourself, madam.
Hello, I'm Jan Brooks, and I'm from an organisation called Isle Access.
Isle Access. Where can we find them?
We're online, which is www.isleaccess.co.uk. And you can contact us by email, info@isleaccess.co.uk.
Okay, is there a place where people can actually visit and come in and see you face to face?
Not at the moment, but hopefully from Easter next year, we will be working from premises in Ryde.
Brilliant.
We're just waiting to sign a lease with Southwestern Railways. To renovate a building, disused building on Ryde Esplanade Station.
Excellent.
And we'll have offices there as well as an accessible cafeteria and an accessible kitchen.
Brilliant. So what does Isle Access do then?
We've been set up to try and improve and encourage greater accessibility on the Isle of Wight. Accessibility and inclusion, and that's for island residents and for visitors to the island. We provide information. We've got a website with a searchable database that people can access to find out where they can what they can do on the island, where they can stay, where they can eat, and we work with various businesses like the ferry companies and Island Roads to try and improve accessibility. We have a steering group of people with various access needs, and when we talk about people with access needs, it includes people with disabilities, but also includes young families with pushchairs. They've got just as much need of access as we all do. So we run projects. We had some accessible bikes visit the island in April. We had a session at Sandown Athletics Track where we brought a load of bikes over from the mainland that people with various disabilities could use, and it was very well received, and we're working now to try and have a regular program of bringing the bikes over. We're looking at making some of the beaches on the island accessible. We're working with other agencies to do that, and we're always looking for people to give us a steer as to what is accessible on the island.
Yeah, because it's difficult with wheelchairs. I mean, getting onto the beach is very hard, isn't it?
It's very difficult, and it isolates families. It means families can't enjoy that time together on the beach because one of the family members uses a wheelchair.
Even pushchairs as well.
That's through that, trying to push or drag a pushchair on a beach. If you've got... an older person in a wheelchair, that's virtually impossible. So
just want to ask a question. I know that in the last few years we've seen a lot of drop curbs near traffic lights and crossings and so on and so forth. We also see those knobbly curby things that it makes it harder to push a chair across them. Would you agree, or would you think
they're vital for people with sight loss to know?
They're
tactile paving, and there's different types of tactile paving which give people an indication of whether they're about to cross a road, or whether they're at the top of steps.
That's really interesting to know. It's vital information.
Because obviously, you know, if we don't ask the question, we're never ever going to know, and we just assume that, oh, I don't know, what they put these knobbly curb bits in here? That's not going to be very good.
Yeah, I mean, outside the council house, they had there's a couple of steps outside, and until earlier this year, they had the wrong tactile paving on top. It was indicating to people that they're about to step out on a crossing just to, you know, across the road. Well, in fact, it was at the top of some steps.
Right.
But fortunately, the council of and Island Roads have rectified that, and they've got the correct design there now.
So are you working with the council and Island Roads on making things better and bringing it to their attention that these things need to be done?
Yes, we're working with Island Roads. We have our first access forum with them next Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Island Roads headquarters, and if anybody wants to join us on that, they're very welcome to. We're working, as we do with the ferry companies, we work in a constructive way. We work together with people. It's not, we don't have sessions where we're sort of shouting and complaining.
That's why.
We're just we want to work together to improve things. Earlier this year, we did an access audit of Cowstown Centre, all the public areas in Cowstown Centre, and they are developing a programme now of improving accessibility in the town for people. So
we've all noticed that, you know, things are changing in and around our town, so there's a lot more access for people. It's not enough yet, because obviously you've still got to campaign for certain things, and we've got to get it all in place. Do you think there'll ever come a time when we've got it perfect?
No, but there's no point. There's no harm in trying to make things better. But also, things are, you know, people want to know what there is already there. And businesses and venue owners, they're not restaurants, they're not very good at promoting what they have got. I've got a friend in the Wirral, and he and his wife, who uses a mobility scooter, travel a lot and do a lot of blogging online, and they say that they try and find out whether it's about a destination or a particular hotel or a restaurant. They try and find out how accessible it is, and it's very difficult. And they say it tells them one of two things: either it's not accessible, or it is accessible and you can't be bothered to tell us. Either way, we're not coming. So, and if you apply that to the Isle of Wight as a whole destination, you apply it to individual businesses, unless you're telling people that you're accessible, you're not going to get people to come along.
Hey, look, it's really, really good to talk to you. We've run right out of time, unfortunately,
okay.
But thank you for coming in and making us more aware.
Well, thank you.
That's what it comes down to. It comes down to awareness.
Yeah,
and this whole event is just making people aware of all the things that are going on and could make people's lives a lot easier. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
And we've almost run out of time there, Dame Shirley. We've just got a minute or two left, and then we're going to tell you what's going on for the rest of the day. We're all going down a pub, I think.
We are
broadcasting here until 2 o'clock. James and Judith Fox will take over, and they will be chatting to the people that are still around here at the Age Festival, first one of its kind. And there's a lot more stuff going on for the rest of the week as well, because it's not just a day event. There's a whole array of stuff, which I'm sure James and Judith will go over in the next hour or so. There's the NHS Hearing Aid Drop-In Clinic and Coffee Morning. That's at the Orchard Care Centre. And in Sandown, there's the Time and Tide Visual Arts Tasters. That starts at 10:30. And there's chair yoga as well. I can see you doing this, but chair yoga down at Braiding tomorrow.
I could do that in a chair.
If you want to know more, you can phone this number, 01983 333 888. Okay, that's for tomorrow. Okay, so if you fancy a bit of chair yoga,
we're gonna do that in the studio. Kevin.
Hey, look, we're off to the newsroom in a wee while, and we're going to hand the reins over to James and Judith. They are here, and there'll be plenty of guests, and then they'll be back in the studio later on. I think they've got people coming in with harps.
Oh, yes, plenty more
entertainment still to come on Vectis Radio between now and well, midnight tonight. Who's on at 4 o'clock? Do we know? Chris Mews here at four o'clock.
That's right.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, it's Hello Vectis, being a Wednesday, and then 7 o'clock, you get Kieran Thompson with the new music show. So, stand by, on the way, and then it's a repeat of this lunchtime hour, this lunchtime social hour at 10 o'clock tonight. Stand by, James and Judith are on the way next, and yes, they're waving at us, and we're out of here, Dame Shirley.
We are out of here.
Start the car, we're coming.
Get the trolley ready.